Hello, everybody. My name is Felony Dodger, and you are watching The Tony Soto Show. How was that? Great. One take.
Yeah, you are. And this is Tony Soto. You're actually listening to it. But, you know, Felony's new with this. She's naive. She doesn't know what's going on. Felony Dodger back on The Tony Soto Show. Welcome back.
Thank you. And speaking of your theme song, there is a song. Are you a musicals person?
I like musicals, yeah. I mean, I don't know that I'm a musicals person, but yeah, I mean, I worked corporate Broadway for 10 years. You know?
Like, so yes.
I've seen Wicked more times than I can count.
I've never seen Wicked. I like dabble in musicals. I'm not like a super fan, but in The Producers, there's a song called Keep It Gay.
Uh-huh.
And there's a snippet in that song where he says to the other guy, but think about the Tony, like Tony Award. And he says, think about the Tony. And then the chorus in the background goes, Tony, Tony, Tony. And every time I hear that, I think about you and your podcast. And I'm like, I want that to be Tony's theme song.
Make it, Felony.
With all those faggots going.
Make it. Do you do your own tracks? Are you a drag queen that does your own tracks?
I do sing live. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you do sing live.
I do sing live.
I mean, but
sometimes.
You're a good singer. That's the thing. Like, that's at least a thing. I'm not too keen on live drag singers. I feel like pick a gimmick. You know what I mean? But
it's a guttural sound.
If I have to listen to a live drag singer, I would be okay with listening to you. But so do you make your own, like if you lip sync a song, do you make your own mixes and
got
stuff like
that? I do. It takes me a long time, but I do. It probably hurts me more than helps me in life that I aggressively am trying to do everything myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll mix my own track.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's the better, more economical move to do everything yourself. Truthfully, it is, because then you're just asking from people to help, or you're like shelling out bucks and it fucking sucks. Like,
right.
Puts the overhead of drag a lot more. Now, wait, when was the last time you were on the Tony Soto Show? Had you been on Dragula before the last time you were on?
Yes.
And so since then, I don't really, when I see you on posters or whatever, do you have the Dragula Felony Dodger on your posters?
Sometimes they do it and sometimes they don't. I never correct them. I do not care. You have opinions.
Not anymore. I haven't watched that show in years.
I'm into the show. I love the show. I watch the show. Yeah, I think it's great. Sometimes they do it. Sometimes they don't. I'm not going to correct anyone.
Yeah.
Even, you know, they misspell my name, I might correct it.
Yeah.
But I don't correct people when they, you know, I've gotten Felony Dagger, Felony Danger.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think Felony Dodgers, I mean, literally it's one of the funniest play on words. And honestly, it would be a cute name. I was watching a TikTok and this guy was like, I guess it was like top 10 words that would be pretty names if they were names. And Felony was one of them. They're like, oh, it's a pretty name. And I always thought it was too. I was like, if it wasn't, you know, then it would be a lovely girl's name.
I am pretty. Thank you.
So you survived Cove. How was pandemic for you?
Not cute.
It wasn't good
on me.
Is that because the drag economy is so new and it was a lack of gigs? Did you work online?
I was so lazy. I did not care. I did do a couple of the digital drags, which were super fun.
Yeah.
Bitch Puddin'. I was so lazy.
Yeah.
Every day I took the opportunity to watch I know I even said Game of Thrones already today to you. I watched the entire Game of Thrones over COVID.
Uh-huh.
It took 4 months.
Wow. Wow. So you could have watched it a couple times over.
I could have watched episode 1 to episode whatever it is over. I watched the whole thing. All I did was watch TV and be depressed. It was awful.
Was it a depression thing for you? I remember I bought a shirt from you. Over the Cove, because you are making clothes. You've really, like, I feel like, well, you say you're lazy, but I feel like, wasn't that when you started to excel more in costume design?
I did make some clothes to sell when I. Oh, this is a great segue into a hot topic that I was thinking of bringing up today.
What? Oh my God, she came prepared, ladies and gentlemen.
How do people ask for money?
Oh.
Hot topic that I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday. But yes, to go back to the COVID thing, I did. I sewed some t-shirts and some sweaters to make some money. And then the second time I had COVID, I was like, well, this is my opportunity to go through all of my fabric. Because if anyone sews, you know, you have tons of random fabric in your house.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is my time to go through all of my fabric, sew cute little outfits and sell them on Instagram because I'm not working for 10 days and I want money. So
yeah,
I was so grateful. I think the second time I had COVID, I just sat in my room for 4 days and just sewed sweaters, t-shirts. I think I made like $700.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people will buy your shit. Wait, yeah. So, well then let's go to why did you want to talk about asking for money? What's that all about?
The magic world of the GoFundMe for the drag queen.
I've done it a couple times.
Yes. Yeah, I give you money. And I do give money to
you
people.
Oh.
I give you money on GoFundMe. I mean, I did.
For the patch or for the fundraiser for the pod?
I think I give you money for both.
Oh, good for you.
This microphone brought to you by.
Well, then you've gotten a thank you note from me. So,
okay. So
wait, what's your question about this? Because listen, I was also apprehensive about the GoFundMes. But only because it was like, and oh, I was anti for Padge. I was anti for Padge for the longest time. But then, I mean, I don't understand how people could not do it for a pageant. You know what I mean? Because pageants are fucking ridiculous. So my tune has changed about that. I'm not there for like, I don't want to pay your rent.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would help out a medical bill. Because you know we're fucking duped on that anyway in this country. So
Fair. The
moment an unexpected health thing occurs, then you kind of feel like you want to. But it's like this shit where it's like, I think it's where it comes from, Felony. Like the person who's asking for it, because we know that there are certain people out there who are GoFundMe happy and they're making a GoFundMe all the time, and you're like, this GoFundMe is because you can't pay your power bill because you got fired from another job or something. You know what I mean?
Because you won't get a job.
Yeah, or you won't get a job because of some reason, you know? Like, you know, in our community,
I'm because a full-time drag artist and it's not paying the bills. Well, surprise. It's not paying anyone's bills.
No. Like, we have to do all kinds of different things. Like, I remember before COVID, drag was paying my bills.
Yeah.
Like, it was paying my bills. And now it's not paying my bills.
When you know how people get called up on stage to do shot games? When I do that, when I host shit from now on, I should call people onto the stage and be like, here it is. You're going to get a shot based on how you answer this. Is this an appropriate situation to start a GoFundMe or not? By audience hands, was this an appropriate...
Have you been tempted to make a GoFundMe?
I have campaigned for money. I have not made an official GoFundMe. When my bicycle was stolen, when I was doing bicycle delivery, I campaigned for money because someone stole my bicycle.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is how I make my money. I'm going to campaign for money. I'll get like... hopefully $300-$400 to buy myself a new bicycle. I got $700-$800. I was so blessed and grateful. And this wasn't even on a GoFundMe. I just posted on Instagram, like, here's a picture of me with my bike. It got stolen. Like, here's my Venmo. Like,
yeah,
if you want to help me get a new bike. I was so grateful. Laganja gave me $100. Like,
that's great.
I was so blessed. And
shout out to a friend of the pod, Laganja Estranja.
Yes, I do. I love Laganja Estranja.
Yeah, we love her.
I was like, wow, my heart was so warm that people were willing to give me that money. And I bought a bike and I had money left over. And eventually I even gave some of that. Some of the people who are my friends who gave me the money and gave me larger amounts of money that I would have expected, I gave it to them back. And I was like, I got too much money. And this is like dirty money now.
Oh, you make it dirty. See,
well, it's like guilty money.
Why? Where's that coming from? That's where, I mean, like,
I wanted a bicycle. I didn't want a bicycle and $400.
You could have got you could have got pretty arm hand wraps.
You could have got
nice tires. I mean, the thing is, here's the thing. I'm like, it's one thing if you didn't set out a goal, or did you set out a goal when you did it? Because it's like, obviously, when you've reached your goal, you're like, I don't need any more money. Thank you guys so much. But I mean, like, if it's already in your account, girl, mm-hmm. it's the charity. People wanted to help you. It's okay to take charity these days. Listen, everything is stacked against us. We're fucked. We're fucked. We have to have our own little like community of socialism that should not be abused by people who make bad financial decisions.
What if I got accepted for something like Bushwig, and I was like, hey, people on GoFundMe, fund my trip to go to Bushwig. What my opinion is, I can't afford to fly there and go there and do it and have friends in the city.
Is Bushwick a way that you make money?
It's a way to expose yourself in drag and possibly get some money, small amount of money.
I think
but won't. But let's say if I can't fly myself to there and shelter myself with friends and do that, I shouldn't go, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Should I get a GoFundMe and have everybody
Bushwick?
Else
for
everybody
a gig?
Else, a gig.
I mean, here's the thing. I think, and I liken this to like, you know, me being Vietnamese against pageant GoFundMes and then having done one. I'm like, I had the opportunity. I could have made $10,000. I wasn't just going there to be seen at a situation. You know, I was going there to hopefully win something. And in that vein, out now on Out TV, you can see the behind the scenes of Pageant of the Year, which I did last year. So it's available now. I think the first episode is free on Out TV's YouTube channel, so you can like tune in. But what I'm saying is like that's an opportunity to make more money. So I think a GoFundMe to take a trip to twirl on a stage, just for. That doesn't seem right to me.
It doesn't seem right. I don't think it's right. I think if you can't afford to go there, you shouldn't go there. It's not the luxury you have.
Yeah, I'm like, because I don't know. No, I don't think so. Because the thing is like, are you booked or are you just going?
Well, you apply. So I think you get like an acceptance, like, oh, you've been accepted. I don't know how much they pay you. And I'm sure the pay is based on how...
Interesting.
How much clout
you must
have
a personal vendetta.
These are examples.
This is a specific. This is a person you know.
This is a person I know. And I have changed the locations to be for discretion. They used to say on Dick Tracy, the locations have been changed.
To protect the innocent. Yeah. Look at you. You came prepared. Oh. Now, Felony, you have really blossomed into an amazing designer. Like,
thank you.
You have grown. Like, it's amazing what your little brain can create when it's not fogged with booze. You know what I mean? Like watching you.
Boy, do I miss those days.
I'm sure you will forever. Believe it or not, you're always going to miss those days. But I'm watching the catalog that you're creating for just yourself. It's what's inspiring you now, like to be this creative.
I got time to make up for. I got a lot of wasted time. I see people. I love Johnny Reinhardt.
I love Johnny Reinhardt
as an example in this. Johnny Reinhardt is somebody who is musically talented, super good at drag, charismatic. I think they're great. Their mom goes to their shows sometimes. And they had a very supportive childhood. Their mom was always, you know, be you. I support you. You want to be a little singer? Be a little singer. Like, I think that's so cool. And when I used to do gigs way back when with Johnny Reinhardt, I would be like, that's so cool that their mother comes and supports them and always has. And I do feel like because not that my parents don't support me, but I did not come from, I came from a very religious thing and so many gays did. So people can relate. I'm not that special, but I came from a family that doesn't support that behavior and the outcome and being gay. So I didn't start like blossoming until I was in my 20s. And I feel that if I had been supported at a younger age, how much further I could be right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see these people who are like, whatever, Aquaria, who are like, I'm 19 and I was drag queen since I was 5. And like, it's like, it warms my heart that you've had support your whole life. And also, try not to be jealous of them, because
right.
it's like, damn, I am jealous of you, because you've had support and you've had the ability to grow and nurture your trait and your talent. So I am aggressively trying to make up for time, because I used to be I didn't come out till I was like 19 or 20.
How old do you know?
Rude.
Oh, please.
I'd rather tell you how much I weigh.
Are you in your 30s?
I mean, I'm going to be 36 very soon.
Oh, my God. You're fucking fine.
Why, thank you.
Jesus Christ. 36 is not, like, I'm going to tell you, it's these fucking young faggots.
Well, it's not 19 and being like, I've been doing drag for 8 years.
Yeah, but that's, that's weird, too. Like, I mean, like, okay, not weird. Great. I'm so glad you were able to express yourself in drag at 9.
Yeah, you weirdo.
But it wasn't good. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like you were slaying at 9. Get the fuck out of here.
What's his name? What's the teeny drag person Voguer's name?
You know, no, I don't know any of these people. I don't know them. But no.
Desmond.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, yes, Miss Desmond. Why'd you whisper her name?
Fast forward. We're not talking about
But you, in this vein, in this, like, talking about how you felt like you were cheated out of your faggotry youth. You are currently teaching kids special effects makeup.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? How did you get involved in this? Why do you do this?
A patron of Precinct. I can't remember where I met him initially. Oh, I worked with him at LA Cafe. I used to work at LA Cafe. Go there if you want. He's the theater director at this thing called A Place Called Home. A Place Called Home is I'm going to totally butcher this. I think it's a charter school.
Do your best.
I mean, it's a charter school in the daytime, and from like 3 to 7 or whatever, it opens up into a community center for kids who either, you know, can't go home, their parents are at work, whatever, whatever. It's on like, it's in South Central, 29th and South Central.
Uh-huh.
It's great. It's all grant money. The after school program is all grant money. I'm an independent contractor. I'm not a teacher. I do have a bachelor's degree, but I cannot teach. I can sub, but so I teach theater makeup, special effects makeup, and costume design, and it's fine. Children are fine. It's not my passion.
But is it theirs? Have you met anyone who, like, it's not about whether or not it's your passion. Like, if you're getting paid for it, it's your fucking work, and you're fucking making money. That's what it is. It's work. It's your passion. But are you seeing it in any of the kids that you're fucking teaching?
I do enjoy that. I do enjoy seeing some of the children really get into it. I really enjoy watching the very machismo, like 15, 16 year old boys who are really trying to play up their machismo.
Yeah.
Like, let their guard down and have a little fun getting like silly and goofy with makeup on their face. I think that's really funny.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch the dynamics of kids, like these little cliques of girls and et cetera, et cetera. So yes, there is parts of it I enjoy. I don't want to teach. I don't love it. If they were like, we would like to give you more hours and give you more responsibility in our program, I'd say no, thank you.
Got it. Well, then what does Felony want to do? Let's tell me that then. If it's not teaching, if it's not expanding young minds, like what does a successful Felony Dodger look like to you?
I ask myself that question, and I haven't answered it yet. I do. I love making. I love sewing. I love crafting. There have been moments when I've been sewing, and I've been like, oh, I need a break. I'm going to sew a T-shirt. Like, my break is that I will sew something that I can do start to finish in 30 minutes because I can finish something. And then I'll go back to the larger project. But my break will be working. I am definitely a workaholic.
This is that small town hillbilly mentality right there.
They like, call it hillbilly magic.
Yeah, yeah. I know it because, you know, I'm from a small town and it's like you're trained to work. If you're not working, you're wasting time. And so, and you're still suffering, right? You're still not where you want to be financially.
I do miss the weed because the weed made it okay for me to just sit there.
First of all, it is just okay to sit there. Like, you don't need an excuse or a substance to do that. Sometimes a break is okay to have a break. But as poor people, we're not conditioned to break.
Right.
We're conditioned to keep working because the lights are just one mistake away from being shut off. I just have three more things, Felony. Three more things.
Great.
Okay, but I got to turn around and get them. Mm-hmm. And I pulled something, listeners.
Someone's not 35 anymore.
Listeners, I pulled something. I pulled something in my sleep, listeners. That's what happened. I woke up this morning and I have...
Oh, these questions are on cards that I cannot see.
How embarrassing was that? What even fell? You know what? I'll get it.
Dropped something.
I'll get it when I'm healed.
Whose name is it? Who did you throw on the floor?
I don't know. Some trash. Oh no, that's
Shea Coulee.
Her and I were just reminiscing about how we missed COVID times. We missed COVID drag. You know, didn't have to worry about shoes. Didn't wear
nails.
Once
you got to be a DJ, just like, waste it up.
Like, you didn't even have to get your eyebrows waxed. You could just fucking paint over them. God. Anyway, just three more things, Felony. Three more things.
I'm nervous about this part.
Fashion icon Iris Apfel. Passed away at 102 years old, and you're bitching about 36. You could be so lucky, Felony Dodger. She spent her life pushing the envelope in style and substance. In your opinion, how many more years do I have?
Based on the way you're moving around your apartment right now.
Oh, I was a young 44 when I wrote that question.
We might be taking you to the veterinarian in about 15. You can just die gracefully in our arms.
I would love some ketamine. That'd be great. How long do you think you're going to live? Listen, I was told by plenty of psychics that I'm going to live a long life. They never said long, successful life. So I'm not saying I'm going to be rich or nothing. I could very well be a burden on a lot of people in my olden days, but I will live to be old. How old do you think you're going to live to be, Miss Felony?
I think I'm going to will myself to live long enough to accomplish my goal of financial security and
I hear that. I think financial security is something we should all strive for, but I think there is something to be said about folks that know how to be poor, that can do it, that are able to do it. Do you know the first thing that happens when a rich person loses their money? They kill themselves. They can't do it.
Well, and I'll kill myself when I.
But
when
we've
I get
been
rich.
Hungry. It's not going to happen. If you are successful enough, are lucky enough to get successful and wealthy, or at least financially secure, I think you'll be fine with it. I don't think you'd blow it like a weird person. Do you think you'd blow it like a weird person?
No, I think I'd invest it.
I mean, do you do the lotto? Do you play numbers?
I don't play the lotto.
Mattress stuffer? Like when you get
money.
I'm not
telling you where I keep my weird cash.
I mean, but you're from the stick, so you probably, I mean.
I might have cash hidden somewhere.
Not in a bank.
It's not in a bank.
I'll tell you, she's not the bank people. She's not bank people. She's not from a lineage of bank people. She is from a cookie jar people or a buried cans of pennies people, that kind of people. Am I right?
You are right.
Hello, I know things.
My hoards of cash are because I'm scared of tax time.
Oh my God.
Undocumented cash.
I hear you. Listen, I love cash. When my mother threw my father out after his infidelity, she found like $800 stashed throughout the entire house because we're mattress stuffers. Like, we can't trust the man. They're out to get us. So yeah, I mean, I know. All right.
That had everything to do with Iris Apfel. Oh, it was about age.
What did I tell you about pre-show?
Oh, it's like Alaska's pageant. She'll be like, this water bottle is red. who may like tell, there tell she me is. About problems. Yeah,
liken my layout to a more famous drag queen. That's great.
Whoa.
Two gay humpback whales were photographed having sex.
Yes, they were.
In the ocean. Felony, where won't gays fuck?
That's a that's a trick question.
Well,
they will fuck anywhere.
I was going to say, as a promiscuous homosexual, where are you not fucking? Where's your cutoff where you're like, absolutely not the Home Depot parking lot?
That is done. Check that one off. The Gelson's parking lot, the Home Depot parking lot.
So parking lots are not off limits.
Parking lots are not off limits. I guess my immediate thought is my parents' house. I will not fuck in my parents' house, but of course I would.
Wait, you didn't as a child? You didn't fuck in your childhood home?
I did. Yes, even,
like
I
on top of the
clothes.
Oh yeah, I had a lot of. I had anger sex in my dad's Pontiac Grand Am.
Nice.
Yeah, what's it called? Midlife crisis car. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have gay sex in this.
I will attempt to have sex anywhere. And I want here. Hey, all you listeners.
Come on, listeners.
If you were in the local Los Angeles area.
Oh my God, is this a fucking?
And you want to attempt to have sex on a public vehicle? You just slide into my DMs. And the public vehicles in this city are dirty. But if you want to attempt it, there's those porns.
Are you
people
on the sniffies?
I am on sniffies.
Yeah.
There's those porns of people in Miami. Have you seen them? It's definitely in Miami. You can tell. And they're in the subway, and they're fucking in the subway. And then, like, people are coming, and they really quickly pull up their pants, and they sit there.
I didn't know there was a subway in Miami. Seems
or is
little
there, like, a metro rail, like an air rail?
Honestly,
or
I've never been to Florida because I feel if I ever do, then I can't say all the bad things I say about it.
You're right. It can't be a below-ground subway.
I want
the ocean
my, yeah,
is
yeah, yeah.
There.
I want my hatred of Florida to be from an ignorant standpoint because all of their hatred is from there, too. Last thing.
One more.
Americans have stacked up $1.3 trillion in credit card debt. What is something you bought knowing you couldn't afford it?
Bum, ba, da, bum, ba, bum, bum. Speakers. That's a lame answer.
Speakers. Wait. I mean, yes, it is a lame answer, but I will break this down. So wait a minute. You were sitting at home doing your taxes. You get your fucking tax refund check. And you're like, I'm getting speakers. That's going to make me feel
financially secure. Oh, if I used a tax
refund?
No, I used a credit card.
I don't know where you got the money. Oh,
that's money I can't afford.
Speakers on a credit card?
I mean, they're only $400 speakers. It's paid off. It's done. I have zero credit card debt. Applause.
Good for you.
I have school loans, though. But
no, ignore those.
Yeah, I bought a projector with money I could afford. And then the projector gets there and I go, oh.
Do you
the
use
sound
them?
Is a shit. It's shitty sound coming.
So you
out
bought
of
the so
projector.
Wait, you bought the projector, and then when you bought the projector, you're like, oh, I can't hear this,
I
and so then you
this.
Had to buy speakers.
So now I have to get nice speakers.
Yep, that's it.
So I used the credit card to get the nice speakers.
Got it.
But
and what did you? How did you pay for the projector? Dick sucking money?
I had that money.
Oh, okay.
It's life.
Love it.
Life. You know, I'm. Financial insecurity has slipped away for me. I'm single.
That's right. Keep that money in your pocket, bitch. Felony Dodger.
Hello.
We have come to the end of the Tony Soto Show. Have you had fun?
I have. Thank you, Tony Soto.
You have a good time coming and chatting with me about nonsense and stupidity.
Mm-hmm. And GoFundMes.
GoFundMes. My gosh. I hope that person is a listener. I hope that person is like, I know Felony's talking about me.
Would you? Oh, can I? Ooh, this will be real passive aggressive.
Yes,
one
please.
More. Would you?
Yeah.
Would you, if you had a GoFundMe up?
Yeah.
Woof. I'm going to get backlash about
this.
Oh,
I can't wait.
If you had a GoFundMe up to get yourself a car.
A car?
And then you hosted
not a car. No, you cannot.
Number one, if you can't afford the car, don't buy it.
Yeah, no, you can't. No, cars are not it.
Use the public transit.
Yeah.
Number two, would you then host a drag show and ask for people to vend for free, take photos for free, to do drag for free, to DJ for free, to do the raffle for free, to put their goods that they put their time and effort into making into a raffle for free, so all of this money can go for your car that you are going to buy.
No.
No.
That's
inappropriate.
That's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
First of all, I don't do free drag, so.
Oh, I know. I got one of your gigs because they couldn't afford you. Thank you. David Bowie night. They said we offered Tony Soto money, and she's we couldn't afford her. Do you want to host David Bowie night? And I was like, sure.
You were way more appreciative of it, girl. You pulled, like, even the last one that I fucking hosted, you had a full on costume. You look great. Like, you're into it. And look, I love that party. I think it's great, but I am now in a financial situation that I can't waste the product for less than a certain amount of money.
It makes sense.
And because, like,
I'll take your money.
The overhead of drag, great. And good. And it's not like it wasn't, you know, a well-paid gig for what it was. It's just not an amount that I take anymore.
Right.
That is okay. That is okay, right, for me to say. I do not. And you know, I know there are drag queens out there right now rolling their eyes, listening to me being like, she thinks she is so much better than she is. I think that 2 decades worth of work, whether I've been on a game show on the internet or on the television, is makes my career path more relevant than some of the people who did the game shows. And this is no shade, went home first. You know what I mean?
Wah,
you
know? Who's that? She must be the friendliest bartender at
She's
Precinct.
She's the friendliest bartender at Precinct. And still, I didn't realize you weren't on the wall in the dressing room.
Oh. Yep. Did you hear my demands?
I did. I it's funny because
slide that one in there.
I went in there after and looked at all of my photos on the wall back there, and I was like, huh, yeah. Humbling for Felony to be the nicest bartender here. Nary a photo. Felony, tell us where we can find you on social medias, or if you have any gigs coming that you want to share that you're stealing from me. Because you're cheaper.
Because I'm cheaper. The local Los Angeles metropolitan area. Please know I have a hard time saying no. So ask me, book me for very cheap. My Instagram is at Felony Dodger. You have to type the whole thing out. So annoying. It's
you shadow banned?
No. Well, maybe that's why. I don't think so.
Are you tagged into? Did you use a lot of hashtags in your youth?
I used to have a photo account called Felony Dodger Photo when my bachelor's is in photography.
That literally sounds like Felony Dodger Photo. Does not sound like
it's not my Finsta.
It doesn't sound like an up and up. It sounds like.
Well, you go to my Instagram, you type in the letter F. It's like Felony Dodger Photo, Felony Dodger this. It's not me. Anyway, type the whole word in, Felony Dodger. You'll find me. That's about it. I don't really do. I have a TikTok. I have a Facebook. I do not maintenance either. It's all Felony Dodger. I love Instagram. Hit me up on Instagram. I love, love, love it.
You do like. I mean, you're gonna be like one of those old school Facebookers that never quit.
Gigs.
Do you get gigs through Instagram?
I get gigs through Instagram. But the gigs coming up, I do. I host 2 things every month at Precinct. One of them is emo punk rock karaoke. That's second Sundays. It's called What's My Age Again. It's a lot of fun. We do a small drag show. Drag show is just to break up the karaoke. So the people that come to that, it's so heartwarming to see all these people come with their little 2000s bang swoop things with the feathers in.
Are they
love
still
it.
Sad?
Oh yeah, they're
Are
still,
they still sad.
Sad. They've been
I love
sad.
It. That eyeliner is still on the very lid.
Uh-huh. So I host that. They do the karaoke, and then we have a 1-act drag show to just kind of have some fun and break stuff up, keep people in the room. And then I also host a thing called She's in Parties, which is a goth night at Precinct every month, which is typically the 4th Tuesday, but very special this month. They've given us a Friday. It'll be March 29th.
Wow.
And I am going to be hosting She's in Parties Goth Night on a Friday.
Is there
and
5 Fridays or something?
There is. And it is a possibility that down the road I might get to switch from a Tuesday to a Friday. So everybody needs to come out to March 29th to show that I can make a financial quota at a bar and Pack a House. And we got Coco Kane from Dragula, your favorite show. We have Cynthia Dahl from Dragula. We have Aussie Blood, who I love, from Las Vegas. He's been on America's Got Talent, like Sweden's Got Talent. Everything's Got Talent. You know those people who do those talents? They'll just like travel. Laganja. Laganja was like, I'm on Germany's Got Talent.
Oh,
like,
is she?
Uh-huh. She's like, every country she goes in, she's on the Got Talent for that country.
You know who I like? I like that. Oh, my God. I just hurt myself. I like that. Bitter Betty.
Bitter Betty. For was talking, she on America's
For talking Star? Dragula. No. That's who I like.
Oh, you and her like to talk Dragula together?
No, if we're talking Dragula, that's the latest season that I know.
Yes.
I haven't seen it since.
Okay. She's lovely.
She's lovely. Love her. Shout out to Sarah Andrews.
Yes, it's on a Friday. Come support, buy a drink. I need it to look good. It'll be in tandem with Drag Race. Cynthia Dahl will be hosting Drag Race
with
me.
This is the thing that you have to understand, Felony. You need it to look good the first month, and then the second month, and then the third month, mm-hmm. and then at least do 12 months of it being good. Otherwise,
well, we're on track.
Because I'm going to tell you, I am less, and this is no shade to any specific bars out there, but I am less enthused post-COVID about producing shows in bars, because the drinking dynamic has changed. Less people drink. Some people will come to the shows and not drink, which I'm like, get out of here. Stop taking up space. Because that's what the contract is. You need to drink booze. Otherwise, the shows get canceled.
Yep.
And that just looks bad for the host. You know what I mean? When their show, you know, let's say it does one fucking night and then it's canceled the next night. But anyway, I digress. I love you. Thank you so much for coming on the
Thank
show.
Thank you, Tony.
I've been trying to end the show, but you just stuck fucking talking.
Oh, I just got to plug.
Talk. Plug. Speaking of plugging, don't forget Out TV on the YouTube, the first episode of Behind the Scenes of the Pageant of the Year content. I don't know what it's called. But it is available. And if you have Out TV, you can watch the series and see what it was like behind the scenes doing that pageant. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I recommend anyone sign up to try to be in Alaska and Lola's pageant, because it was a ton of fun for me. Also, remember, every Friday of March, I'm going to be at 33 Taps hosting Bingo and RuPaul's Drag Race.
You told me there was a 33 Taps downtown, and I was like, what?
Yeah, new location downtown. They now have three locations, Culver City downtown and Silver Lake.
Where downtown?
Over by the Staples Center.
Okay.
In that area. In the ritzy area, money area.
The little mall.
Yeah. But so come see me, not at downtown, not at Culver City. I am in Silver Lake because I am an icon.
Silver Lake icon.
Every Friday this month, 7 o'clock bingo, 8 o'clock game show. I think that is it for me. If you like to see what I'm doing in drag, follow Tony Soto Productions on Instagram. If you want to see a middle-aged man just trying to stay relevant on the internet, it is The Tony Soto Show on Instagram and TikTok. All right, babies. Until next
babies.
Week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Silver Lake Icon Tony Soto.